Hi, this is DJ Admin, and you're listening to Beans on Toast number 5.
Anyone who believes in indefinite growth on a physically finite planet is either mad or an economist.
Well, it's nice to be back a little bit late, but it's better late than never, as they say. This version of Beans on Toast will feature Gordon Miles, who's an English performer living in Sweden, juggles chainsaws for a living in Norway, and plays the international stock market. What are the chances of that?
How to use my mouth for pills and drinking lies. half the time, I learned to get behind.
I was very lucky to spend a week in Sweden with Gordon, and so I pillaged his record collection, and we had long chats about everything, life and food, of course, and music and philosophy and whether he's right or left wing and how much of a masochist he is or he isn't. And we looked around his vegetable garden, which was very, very nice, and we actually got most of a play written in 5 intensive days, was it 6? Thankfully, we're not in the most restrictive environment, Radioactive International. In other words, we can make it up as we go along. So this is one of my personal favourites from the last 12 months, PJ Harvey, The Words That Maketh Murder.
Arms and legs were in the trees. some of the locals coming along and saying, oh, you're lucky here, you've got such good soil, because the last people, or people 30 or 50 years ago, had animals here. And I'm not sure if it's got a little bit more to do with me composting years and years of digging.
It is to do with recent composting, isn't it, really?
It's got quite a lot to
do. But it was a farm, you're saying it was a farm before you moved here.
Yeah.
So how old's the plot then, 100 years old?
I think the house is 1909. Officially
1909, so just over 100.
But I think the house is older than 1909, because when I built this three old building,
maybe 150?
Possibly, yeah. I think it was a shed at some point. So there's an outline of a single room house, and then that's before the chimney was put in, and much smaller. So it's probably about a third the size of the house.
So this nice house could originally have been a farm building.
Yeah, I think it came out here. So about there.
Okay.
No chimney, then it was made bigger, then the chimney was put in later, because you can see where they've just cut through the roof to put the chimney in.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's had various evolutions.
That's still hot, by the way.
Yeah, I know, I'm trying to find something to put in it.
Well, you just carry on, don't let my talking to you about food.
Messiah, well fixed. rich bow down. Oh, rich Jaja kingdom come. Oh, rich Jaja kingdom come. Rich Jaja kingdom come.
About food. Now, do you have favourites in your vegetable patch?
Parsnips.
You love parsnips. You like Jerusalem artichokes, don't you? Which
I don't mind Jerusalem.
Don't mind them.
I grow them because they were here when I got here.
So they grow well here.
Yeah, they grow well everywhere. You leave them alone and they take over. However, they're not the easiest thing in the world to cook with.
No,
there's not many recipes you can do with a good Jerusalem.
You can zonk them up and have soup.
Soup and au gratin. Yeah. Both very nice, but you tend to have to deal with them as soon as you dig them up from the ground, because they're knobbly, horrible things to wash.
And what's the name of that? You know, garlic, if you plant it cold, what happens?
Now, there's a word for this, but I don't know. I've forgotten what it is.
I was going to ask you that.
Now, if you plant your garlic before winter, it splits into cloves because it gets cold over winter. And there's a word for an onion,
for the process,
a bulb.
For the bulb,
yes. Coldness.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
If you plant your garlic in
March. Fractured bulb, but it's not the word fractured. It's a particular name.
Yeah.
So it's sort of become lots of little bulbs.
If
you don't put it in cold, it stays as a big fat bulb.
You get one big fresh big gold, which you also can buy. And, you know, in the famous supermarket, you can get these one bulb lumps of. What are we talking about again? Garlic.
Garlic. Yes. Is it to do with just the size? I mean, does it affect the quality?
No. I don't think it does. I think
just convenience then.
Yeah, you grow some stuff. The ones which are split are very convenient because then you can plant them again. Yeah, so you take off some of the outside clothes and you put them back in.
So it's garlic for courses.
Yeah, exactly. And they're easier to dry and store. Well, I mean, some of my garlic looks like a leek.
Now, do you use music and play music to your vegetables?
No, I talk with my vegetables, no doubt at all, but quite often it's not very friendly.
Well, I'm going to eat you now.
I'm not that brutal. I'm not that brutal. Like, why aren't you growing?
Okay. So why are you such a tiddly little squat?
Sometimes,
yeah. Sort of parsnip. Well, that one's quite sweet. I mean, it's narrow, but it's nice. I love the fact that they're an hour or two out of the garden, or in this case, 30 minutes out of the garden.
And it's lovely. You just, the mud just falls off.
Clean,
and it works. It works lovely, like.
No, right, and then very tasty. I can vouch for that. Yeah. So, Gordon, you're growing most of this food that you're cooking.
I certainly am.
But you didn't grow the meat.
No.
And you foraged the mushrooms.
I did, yes.
So what meat are you cooking? It's not squirrel meat, really.
It's not really, no. It's pig. Not the favourite meat in the world, but it's cheap.
And what does pig sell for here in Sweden?
Oi, 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 oi. I believe I got this for 49 kroners a kilo. I tend to be a bad man of just looking for the cheap meat rather than the quality meat, but there we go.
But your actual, you know, most of the nutriments you've got here is from your own vegetable garden.
Yes.
And you're growing more vegetables in your small holding plot.
The nutriments indeed are.
Yes.
Yes, they are. Yeah, I enjoy that. The vegetables are of the highest quality and the meat is of the lowest.
So what we've got here, we've got leek.
We've got leek, yes, a monster leek, actually.
And?
A leek which makes one proud.
You pulled some three parsnips, a huge fat leek.
Yep.
That is a cabbage.
End of a red cabbage.
Yep. Yeah.
A beetroot. A couple of swedes. And some supermarket peppers, because much as I try peppers in Sweden, bloody hard work.
No, I know. So you are thinking of saying a couple of Swedes and an organ, but you didn't.
No, cheap jokes just aren't my thing. Swedish turnips, actually, as we should call them, not the Swedes.
Absolutely. Yeah. And this is ginger, that's which obviously is not bought here, but very fresh anyway. And you've got some gravy going on here.
I have, actually. It's actually mainly wine, isn't it?
But you love cooking, don't you?
I do quite enjoy cooking, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think it's partly enhanced because you're pulling things out of your own garden?
I actually enjoyed cooking before I started pulling things out of my own garden. And, yeah, in one way it enhances it. In another way, it just adds loads of bloody work to it, because you have to go out to the garden and wash all the vegetables, which normally you don't have to bother with. And sometimes you get that becomes a bit too much work. It tastes better, though.
It tastes really good.
Yeah.
But you've also, you put it this way, your organic recycle bin is
my actually, pea bucket.
Yeah, you know, your compost bucket is full of mud.
Yes,
because you're just really out of the garden. You chop it, you know, taking all the mud off, chopping the root, and it's straight back. In a few months, it'll be back as garden mud again.
Yeah, yeah. I feel slightly guilty sometimes washing the vegetables without scraping the mud off, because I made this mud to be good mud, and I want to keep the good mud, and I don't want to put it down the cesspit.
How long have you spent, nurturing your garden to bring it into the nice loam that you're growing it in now?
Probably about 5 years. Now.
5 years, yeah.
Yeah.
So what was it like when you got here? Clay.
It was mainly clay. Yeah, there was a little garden there, much smaller than what's there now.
Yeah,
and it wasn't the best soil. I've been a bit of a compost excessive.
So every year, a couple of years, digging it over twice a year.
Yeah, dug it over every year, down to about 50 centimetres or so depth, I'd say. And now I'm starting to build raised beds. And I tend to try and get 7 or 8 wheelbarrow loads in each row of compost in each raised bed.
There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. The corn is as high as an elephant's eye, and it looks like it's climbing clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning! Oh, what a beautiful day! I got a beautiful feeling, everything's going my way. All the cattle are standing like statues. All the cattle are standing like statues. They don't turn their heads as they see me ride by. But a little brown maverick is winking her eye. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful feeling. Everything's going my way. All the sounds of the earth are like music. All the sounds of the earth are like music. The breeze is so busy, it don't miss a tree. And old weeping willer is laughing at me. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I got a beautiful
you were younger and were susceptible to classroom mockery, did anybody ever use the fact that you're called Mr. Miles as a ludicrously obvious pun in order to embarrass you?
Of course, it was an endless
was
part
it an
of my
endless?
Youth.
Thank you.
And it has made me the sad and underprivileged man I am today.
The paranoid and dispirited individual that you clearly are.
Yeah, yeah, completely. Hiding away in the woods.
Gardening for pleasure.
Yeah, darkness is my favourite. There we go.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know. And if you had any other musical recommendations to make, you know, apart from these ones we've mentioned, what would they be for the purposes of the Beans on Toast show?
The Beans on Toast show?
Yeah, so other music recommendations.
Okay, well, I do like a little bit of Agent Sherwood and Dub Syndicate.
Now, Agent Sherwood, I think, is a lost great. The whole generation don't know about Agent Sherwood.
Yes, they're massively. And he's brilliant. Yeah. There's only one
what
generation.
What track would you suggest for Agent Sherwood? Or two tracks?
Well, but
pick a couple that you love by him.
I actually know his albums better than his tracks.
Well, to pick the albums. And
then his main two are Never Trust a Hippie and the other one.
Trust a Hippie.
Yeah. I like a bit of Hawkwind just to get a complete contrast in there.
That's nice.
I just took a ride and I This is Radioactive International.
I've seen Hulk with Michael Moorcock on stage.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I went to the last Stonehenge Free Festival that the police didn't disrupt.
Oh, Fantastic Phil was there too, actually.
There you go, 1983, I think it was.
Yeah, okay. No, I've actually been, I fainted at a Hawkwind gig.
Oh, well done.
During Sonic Attack.
Did you go, were you taken by aliens to a strange land?
I was taking something, that was for sure.
By aliens to a strange land?
Yeah, that was it.
And was Michael Moorcock become your sort of your medic?
It wasn't a Michael Moorcock, no. Damn. But I can remember waking up and seeing this sort of hemispheric group of faces looking down at me, and it was all a bit like looking through a fishbowl or a crystal ball.
So you went up, you left your body for a while.
No, I was down. I was looking up.
So you were down.
I woke up and everyone was looking at me.
So
I was lying on the floor.
You'd absolutely conked out. You weren't lying on the ceiling then. I thought for a minute the world had turned literally upside down. You were glued to the ceiling looking down.
I keep lying on the ceiling for cats.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Would you ever risk telling the truth on the ceiling? Now you've learnt to lie.
Possibly not. I think lying has much potential in the world.
Well, it does, because it's the beginning of all storytelling. And
once upon a time.
Once upon a time, when we all fully... Well, no, it was twice.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, otherwise it doesn't happen.
So my last question is about, where you're living in Sweden. You've moved here, 8 years ago?
Six.
6 years ago.
Yeah.
Are you're settled here now. Do you think you'll stay... Now?
Possibly, yeah.
I mean, you're an Englishman, long time over in Europe making your way and performing.
I haven't lived in England for a long time, haven't lived anywhere for a long time.
No inclination of, obviously you've settled here, but do you see this being, for the foreseeable future, for a long-term thing?
No worries at all, I love the farm.
Beautiful spot, by the way.
Thank you very much, that's jolly good. No, it's a lovely place to live, and it satisfies my needs at the moment, very much.
And the family's needs.
Yeah, the family has slightly more needs, actually. They sometimes feel they need to see people. But for me, people can stay well away.
You can just see your family.
Yeah.
They're people too.
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
They are people, yeah.
But they're people who I like.
I like your nose. I like your hair. I like your clothes. I like you bare. I like your boots, your skirts and your blouses. I like your suits, your shirts and your trousers. I like your mild political stances. I like your wild spontaneous dances. I like the way you drive me insane morning and night. I like you cause you're sexy. I like the sexy things you dress in. I like it when you're sitting. Songs you sing when you're bathing. I like your dog when he's behaving. I like your car, you curse like a trooper. During the heart, reversing maneuver. I like the way we kiss and we make up after a fight. I like you cause you're sexy. I like the sexy thing. You thoughtfully
this is Preppy Dude. You're listening to Beans on Toast.
And that was Gordon Miles, a.k.a. Max Normal. All of the tracks I'm playing are put on the website radioactiveinternational.org. I am the world's crappiest DJ. I've got no idea about music, really. I just, you know, remember what I like and try and put it in the right order. And I don't bother beat matching or anything, really. Beans on Toast, music and food. That's it. This is Bonobo. That was Andy Fairley and Gary Clayle from On You Sound, a track called Half Cut for Confidence, stroke Jack the Biscuit. And before that was a track I can't pronounce the name of from an album called Dub Cavalli. That's Q-A-W-W-A-L-I. And the artist is called Gaudi. Cavalli is interesting music. If you like to explore music from outside the West. It's Sufi, it's very spiritual, it's exactly the kind of liberating, freedom-loving music that winds up the extremists at the other end of Islam. There's a battle going on in Mali right now where the locals are trying to resist the suppression of their traditional music, which of course is famous all around the world. And I'll play to end with a track I found called SOS, which draws attention to their struggle. Meanwhile, here is Iggy Pop and Mass Production.
You may hear a favor. Kidnapping? Non, non. jamais ça. Démocratie en papier, non, non, plus jamais ça. Politiciens nous blaguer, non, non, plus jamais ça. Fonds publics détournés, non, non, plus jamais ça. Le moins riche condamné, non, non, plus jamais ça. Religion pour manipuler, non, non, plus jamais ça. On a tous besoin de rêver, mon peuple est affamé. On a tous besoin d'espérer, mon peuple crie. C'est un SOS, SOS. On est en état d'urgence, c'est un SOS, SOS. Faut que ça change, c'est un SOS, SOS. On est en état d'urgence, c'est un SOS, SOS. Faut que ça change.
Radioactive International.
Ooh. That looks exciting.